This is Ms. G. I'm bringing you Telling Tales here at KTOO 104.3. And I have in the studio with me some guests. I have Ms. Amy Penny, and she is one of the Omnibus winners of 2015.
Right.
And I also have Bill Merck from Wooshkin IDA, and he is going to be telling us about the latest upcoming Poetry Slam. So everybody say hi.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us back.
Oh, glad to. Amy, you still there?
Yep.
Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so you can tell we're right on it here in the studio. So besides reading some of their wonderful poetry that they have brought with them, Bill is going to tell us all about the upcoming Poetry Slam coming up this Friday. Bill, take it away.
I can do that. Thanks again for letting us promote and for being such a huge supporter of Wooshkin IDA. We really couldn't do it without the folks here at K2. They're absolutely huge for us. Really appreciate it. This Friday, the 21st, we're going to be hosting our third annual Barbecue Slam. The last 2 years, we've done this out at Auk Rec. This year, we're going to do it at Sandy Beach, starting at 5 o'clock. We have a shelter reserved over there, and we're going to be cooking from 5 till about 6:30. We'll have the usual sign-up sheets out at 6, and then we'll start the open mic portion at 6:30 with the slam starting about 7:15.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and hopefully the weather will hold out for it. I hear there's supposed to be a little bit of sun.
I was looking on the weather calendar today, and it looks like Friday evening is going to be about the best we're going to get for the weekend. So it's a perfect opportunity to come out to Sandy Beach and meet some poets and read some poetry and just enjoy the last waning days of summer here.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much every day in Juneau. You just don't know what you're going to get. So that's great. And now, Miss Amy, I am so glad to finally get you here in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm a big fan of yours and your show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Now, Amy has written some awesome poems. I have known Amy for years. I did not know she was a poet. She kept that hidden away from her other fantastic things she likes to do. So we get to hear some poetry from her tonight. And actually, I don't know which one of you wants to start. Oh, now it's silent. I can't do that on radio.
Yeah, I don't mind going.
So Amy is going to go first. And which poem are you going to read first, Amy?
I could read the Poetry Omnibus poem.
And that one is titled
Sunrise to Sunset, My Alter Ego.
Okay, and we had a little music that you chose for that, so I was going to pull that up for you, maybe, hopefully. That's my plan. And technology being what it is, you gotta egg it on a little bit. And oh, there it is. Okay, so here's some opening music for Sunrise to Sunset by Amy Penny.
The coral sun rises, finding me lotus seaside, espying glittery waves amidst soothing wake, bare feet inhumed in heated sands, donning surfer togs on a golden frame, lean and molded from sea conditioning, gleaming alabaster fingernails and teeth and two-toned hair, effects of obdurate sun. I work to play more, and cohorts affixed besides bonfires, musicians within, we strum and croon as the strawberry guava sol sinks below horizon. Chortling freely, we savor this easy life, la pura vida.
That was Sunrise to Sunset by Amy Penny, one of the Omnibus winners of 2015, and that was beautiful. That is my favorite song. Favorite poem, by the way.
Thank you. Song.
And Amy, I wanted to ask you about that poem. So I have seen it on the bus. I believe it's bus number 44.
You're right.
Oh, yay. Okay. Because I did point that out to one of my friends and say, hey, there's my friend's bus, and somewhere on there is a poem that she wrote. So I think that's just awesome. I think it's great when they put really cool things on buses because, let's just say, it's not easy to ride a bus. So if you have something really beautiful to read like that, And I think they should find a way to pipe in the music. then it all works out really well. So thank you very much for sharing that with us. And we'll be right back with Bill, who's got a poem for us, too, here at Telling Tales with Ms. G and her omnibus poet, Amy, and Bill Merck, the poet laureate of Ouskanadier. Hello, we're back here at Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have Amy Penny, Omnibus winner of 2015, in the studio, and I have Mr. Bill Merck from Ouskanadier, and talking about Poetry Slam coming up this Friday. So, Bill now has a poem for us. Mr. Bill, what are you going to... I gotta stop calling you Mr. Bill. It's like Saturday Night Live in here.
It's okay.
Mr. Merck, no. What do you have
oh,
for
please.
Us?
Oh, please.
Okay, Mr. Bill, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I would like to read a poem I wrote a few years back. It's for Charles Bukowski, whose birthday was just this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. He would have been 95 years old.
Oh, wow.
Amazing that he lived as long as he did, but he would have been 95 on Sunday. So I wrote this poem years ago. It's called Saying Hello to the Great Darkness. Those years of alley dark temptation, flash of thigh, neon glimpse of summer breast through a cotton shirt flecked with rain. One look, the catch of wandering eyes in a sinking world that sometimes answered yes. The knowledge, late night messages left behind by the sea. Well, she finally noticed. She heard your inhalations, your blasphemies, your lies, picked up the bottle, recognizing prints rolling over in her sidewalk sleep to gather you in, all thigh and drunken promise, eyes shining with whispers of bourbon and good cigars. One more key in the lock, a quick turn, and then the quiet peace which comes of ashtrays and classical music. An afternoon in its beginnings which may hold through tomorrow's sunset, as you draw the shade, sighing over the next horse. One more tease, one more empty invitation, one more chance to ring the bell and make the tender run. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So that was Bill Merck reading Saying Hello to the Great Darkness for Bukowski. I like that.
Thanks.
That was great. So we're going to take a brief intermission, and Miss Amy is coming back with, I believe, her Drum Circle Jam. I like the titles of these. I really do. So please stay tuned for Telling Tales with Ms. G here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have in studio with me Amy Penny from the Omnibus Poetry of 2015, and she has something for us, and it's called the Drum Circle Jam. She's got a little music before that, so here you go.
A benighted arrival, mergence within a circle, congenial strangers with hands delivering cadence, quick attunement to one another and energy circulates within. Individuals accent the collective, achieving a group consciousness, united in action and mind, neither perfection nor pattern, but influencing self-expression. Resonating rhythmic bedlam, co-creation, improvisation changes the flow. New direction emanates, pulsating, felt deep into the soul, swaying with the music, therapeutic healing felt within, a center spirit, universally understood, here and now the only sensation absorbing a plethoric experience, no beginning, no end, just preserving the dynamic groove.
Wow, I like that. Drum Circle Jam by Miss Amy Penny. I like it.
Thank you.
I cannot believe you've hidden this talent from me for so many years. I feel totally shorted in our friendship.
Same way. How long have we been doing these poetry slams, and how often have we seen you?
Yeah, I can't wait till Friday, honestly.
Well, she has an excuse for not seeing you. She's got two little kids. She has no excuse for not telling me.
Fair enough.
But anyway, back to the poetry stuff. Let's talk about Poetry Slam again as our break was coming up at 7:15. Let's tell more people about it.
Sure. Well, with Wishkanadei, we've been putting these poetry events on since 2010. Typically, it's the third Friday of every month. Happens to be this Friday, August 21st. We're going to be putting on a Poetry Slam in conjunction with a barbecue at Sandy Beach. We're going to be cooking. I believe Connor Lendrum and Dee Durego are going to be co-hosting. I believe Connor also wants to cook, so I'm anxious to see how that's all going to happen. So we'll be there cooking. Bring some food if you want. Bring a side, bring a salad, whatever. You can look online. Look us up on Facebook. You can find us there. There's a list of food items that we're looking to have people bring. If you want to participate that way, you can do that. You can reach out to us, like I said, through Facebook. You can get hold of Christy Nami Erickson on Gmail. You can reach us on junopoetryslam@gmail.com. We're doing the event this Friday. No theme this month, but we're really looking forward to feeding people, getting to meet the people, having them meet us and sit down and just have a great time. We're going to start at 5 o'clock, probably get the coals going about 5, and then the event sign-up will start at 6.
Okay.
Open mic at 6:30, and then the competitive portion 7:15, something like that.
Awesome. So when you say bring food, see people, I go to barbecues, and now barbecues where I come from, it's barbecue, like you know ribs and messy food.
I don't know that ribs will make an appearance.
See, so that's why I had to clarify. Is there anybody out there who's really good with ribs? Come to the barbecue.
Right.
But then again, you know, I've never had a bad barbecue in Juneau. Somebody always brings some fish. I had somebody one day bring a deer meat, and they barbecued it.
Nice.
And you barbecue it. You can barbecue a hat and it'll taste good. So, yeah. So I had never had deer meat until I had that barbecue, and that was really good. So now I'm sprung on deer meat. I really like that.
Last year when we did this, we cooked hamburgers, and we also cooked vegetarian patties.
Nice.
So we're going to have both options there. There'll probably be hamburgers, hot dogs, and a vegetarian option if you want.
That's good.
And we'll cook them separate, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
that's good. You know, they have a lot of new stuff at Fred Meyer's organic section of vegetable, really taste like meat good stuff.
Yeah.
I know, I'm going to really piss off some vegetarians. I'm just saying it tastes really good. That's all I'm saying. So that's good. I'm excited. This is going to be
it'll
fun.
It'll be fun. And if the weather could hold out, that would be terrific.
Just not rain. We don't need blistering sun, but not rain.
Right.
Yes,
right.
And no bugs.
But the event's going to go down anyway. So, and we've got the shelter. It's the shelter right next to the parking lot.
Oh, perfect.
You can't miss us. We'll be there.
You can't. That's great. And you hear the snapping.
Probably. Yeah. There'll probably be some of that. Yeah.
If people are snapping their fingers, you're at the right place.
That's right.
So that's good. Okay, so we're going to have some more music, and then we're going to have some more poetry. You have to let them wet their whistles because they're talking a lot and I'm talking a lot. So stay tuned here at KTO 104.3. And you're listening to Telling Tales with Ms. G, and her poets are in residence. Hello, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. I have Bill Merck, and I have Amy Penny here in the studio. Bill is from Wishkanadie, and he has a poem for us to read. What are you reading next?
This is a poem that I wrote with a friend of mine, poet-photographer Daniel Kantak. Very incredible poet, wonderful photographer, absolutely fantastic photographer. So he and I got together and kind of bounced some ideas back and forth to each other, he on his computer, me on my computer, kind of back and forth across the city. Took us a few days to do this, but anyway, this is what we came up with. It's called Where Poets Come Together with Other Poets, with apologies to Raymond Carver, who wrote a book called Where Water Comes Together with Other Water. Where Poets Come Together with Other Poets. Beware the poets, for it has been said that they lie too much, which is true, obviously. However, even breakfast cereal can't be trusted. New and improved always means there is less in the box. That's what a lie is, something less in the box. I think poets should lie just enough and not go Cocoa Puffs. Still, if truth be told, when poets come together with other poets, whether in the boardroom or the bedroom, by riverside firelight, or in crowded halls filled with caviar and wine, this is where the magic lives and breathes. Fact or fiction, truth or dare, each moment an ember blown hot and alive, these sparks lifting, this flame, this living of life. Yes, then let you and I lie just enough, just enough. Our lies will not be white, they will be multicolored. Last night, with whispered breath, I blew out a candle as I whispered the name of a woman who left me for another so many years ago, and as she walked away, I shouted out, I never loved you. And then, of course, there's this. The song of a sun, a man grown thin and strong with adventure, who was called by the gods to return home. Superman was sick, hardly strong enough to get out of his own way, and having barely walked in the door, his burdens tucked quietly into shadow, the sun found himself cradling the head of a dying man, Superman's cape twisting into a shroud. How best to sing this event, this elegy? Poetry again provides the path, unmapped route lost among ancient leaves leading into shadow. It all goes back to the beginning, for it has been said, beware poets, they do lie too much. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and sometimes the straight truth is not the plain truth. And I say, what does it matter, so long as the lie is told honestly and with art? Thanks.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
So Amy had some questions. We were just talking off mic about what a poetry slam is and some of the particulars. And Amy, what questions did you have? I can maybe help you with that
Well, for new poets that have never been to one before, what can they expect?
Well, you can expect a very welcoming, warm environment. If you're not sure if you want to participate, if you want to just come and watch, that's cool. If you want to come and bring a poem, you're going to have an opportunity to get up on a stage in a non-competitive format and present your work. You can read it. You can recite it. If you're not competing, you can use music. You can use whatever you want. You can do whatever you want in front of the microphone. You have 5 minutes to perform. You won't be judged. You won't be scored. You get up there, you'll do your work, and then you'll step down, and that'll be it. And maybe your nerves will be a little calmer, or maybe you'll be really fired up to come back next time and participate in the competitive side.
And it's all age groups that show up?
All age groups, all abilities, all the time, yeah. We've had folks from the ages of 7 up to the ages of 70, and the poetry's been fantastic.
Wow. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
So on the competitive side, you need to bring 3 poems because we do 3 rounds. We start with 8 people. Everybody reads. Then you cut it down to 4. Then you cut it down to 2. And then you have the winner. We have judges out of the audience for that.
Okay.
To be a judge, all you need to do is be a good listener and be consistent. That's all we ask. And so the poets get up. 8 poets get up, share their work. You get judged. The top 4 move on, and then the top 2 move on. And then the winning poet gets to come back, gets invited back to the next month to be what's called the sacrificial poet. We can talk about that. You'll see that Friday. The first place poet also takes home $25 in cash and gets an invitation to participate in our October Grand Slam, where we take all the winners from the previous year and put them up on stage together.
How totally fun. We have to
yeah.
go to that.
It's a fun event. It's a very welcoming event. It's like we were just saying, it's the friendliest competition you'll ever participate in.
Definitely.
And the Grand Slam as well. It's very supportive.
In October, yeah, actually. And we sell tickets to that. Typically, when we put that on at the Jack, we have an audience of between 200 and 250 people.
Wow.
So it fills the Jack. We've done that the last few years. Typically, at the other events, you can have anywhere from, 30 to 40 people up to 70 people at the event. It depends on the venue. It depends on what else is going on. Depends on the weather. A lot of dependents. So.
Okay.
What was the youngest performer you've had on?
Oh, gosh. I can remember a 7-year-old. Her name was Ginny, and we put on a performance. I want to say it was at Thunder Mountain School. And she'd been coming for a long time with her mom, and she got up and just did this poem about divorce, and I think we were all just totally stunned when she was done. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, I'm always surprised about how younger people, their stuff is very deep, very deep.
It was incredible.
Yeah,
definitely. We were just totally blown away.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And you never know what you're going to get. Some people,
nope.
last month we were at Heritage, at the new Heritage downtown, and in the open mic section, a gentleman came up and played his fiddle.
Yeah.
She was incredible. I mean, just somebody in off the street. Somebody's in town. We have people come in off the cruise ships.
Yeah.
We've had people on bicycle tours stop by and just participate. We have a gentleman who we're friends with online now, Andreas Wobik, who's a world bicyclist. He just rides around the world. That's all he does. Right now he's in the Southwest. And, we talk online, and he's asking how the slams are going and all that. It's just a real friendly atmosphere. It's just really, really a wonderful, wonderful environment, promoting voice, promoting confidence in people. Getting people to feel comfortable with who they are and give them an opportunity to share those feelings that, you may sit in a dark room at home and just write this stuff down. Here's an opportunity to step up in front of an audience to present that, if you want to. If you're not, that's cool, too. It's up to you.
That's great that we have that in this community, I think.
Definitely.
And speaking of the younger poets, there was some winners in the Poetry Omnibus that were younger that I wish I could remember their names. But.
Oh, I saw that list of younger people, and I was going to try to get a hold of some of them.
Yeah.
So I want to hear their poems.
They were great poets.
But I promised Mr. Richard Stokes, who was also one of the Omnibus winners, that I would read his poem tonight because I liked it. And so I'm going to give that a shout. In just a second, I'm going to play a little music for you, and I'll be right back. Here at Telling Tales with Ms. G, I've got Amy Penny, Omnibus winner 2015, and Bill Merck, who is the Poet Laureate of Juneau with Wishkanadier. Stay tuned. This is Ms. G bringing you Telling Tales here tonight at KTO 104.3. And I have a poem for you. It's by Mr. Richard Stokes, who is a Poetry Omnibus winner of 2014. Take one poem upon waking, one with each meal and at bedtime. Prescription is good for life. If relief is not obvious in 7 days, read poems aloud to a loved one. Side effects are often experienced, sometimes serious ones leading to life. Common ones include improved diction, better brain function, and overall satisfaction. As for What Ails You by Richard Stokes, 2014 Omnibus winner in Juneau. And this is Telling Tales with Ms. G. We have another minute on the clock, and so I think we're going to try one more poem with Ms. Amy Penny. She has for us one of my faves, The Hang Glider. Take it away, Amy.
I am a sensation seeker, gaining knowledge of the skies, launching, I become the wind, soaring and seeing, gaining knowledge of the skies, aloft among eagles, soaring and seeing, for hours I'm suspended, aloft among eagles, riding warm thermal columns, for hours I'm suspended, cocooned in safety, riding warm thermal columns, dangling from harness, cocooned in safety, trusting my gear and performance. Dangling from harness with aerodynamics, I am aerobatic, trusting my gear and performance. The risk dependent on how I feel. With aerodynamics, I am aerobatic. Freedom is a shift of body weight. The risk dependent on how I feel. Strapped to sturdy sailcloth wings, freedom is a shift of body weight. A slow and gentle gravitational pull. Strapped to sturdy sailcloth wings, I sustain this high. A slow and gentle gravitational pull, amid sheer weightlessness, I sustain this high. Advancing my distance amid sheer weightlessness, carried by ridge lift and sea breeze. Advancing my distance at heights only few know, carried by ridge lift and sea breeze, I fulfill a genetic lust at heights only few know, greeting tall peaks in alpine glow. I fulfill a genetic lust, launching, I become the wind, greeting tall peaks in alpine glow. I am a sensation seeker.
Nice, very nice.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you to Bill Merck from Wishkanadier, and I want to say thank you to Amy Penny from Omnibus Winner 2015. This has been Telling Tales with Ms. G, and until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
See you Friday.
Yeah, see you Friday.